Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Okay, do y'all want to hear something funny? Okay, everybody always wants to hear something funny. Well, there was a Hindu priest, a Jewish rabbi, and a televangelist. They were all traveling together. Their car broke down right in front of a farmhouse. So they went and knocked on the door, and the farmer said, "Sure, I'll put you up for the night, except I've only got room for two of you in the house. One of you will have to sleep in the barn." Well, the Hindu priest said, "Hey, I'll volunteer to do that. Y'all go ahead. I'll go out there." So the Hindu priest goes out to the barn, and within just a few minutes, there was a knock on the door, and it was the Hindu priest, and he said, "I can't sleep out there. There's a cow, and cows are sacred in my religion." And so he said, so then the rabbi said, "Oh, that's okay." He said, "I'll go sleep in the barn." So he goes out there to the barn. After a couple of minutes, there was a knock on the door, and it was the rabbi, and he said, "I can't sleep out there with the pig. That's not kosher." The televangelist said, "That's okay. I'll sleep in the barn." He goes out there. A couple of minutes later, there was a knock on the door. It was the cow and the pig. Well, the title of this is Be Filled with the Spirit. You know, Sunday was Pentecost Sunday, but it's kind of like every Sunday's Resurrection Sunday, every day, every Sunday, Wednesday, every day of the week. It's all Pentecost as far as I'm concerned. I'm fascinated with the idea of being filled with the Spirit. Jesus said the water that he would give would become a fountain overflowing to eternal life. So as Christians that say, "Hey, I'm filled with the Spirit," you know what we ought to be seeing all the time in each other? Something overflowing. Overflowing with joy. Overflowing with love. We're never walking around like we've just been to a funeral. You know, "How are you doing today, Hall? I guess I'll make it." That doesn't sound like overflowing. So regardless, yes. There you go. Thank you. And take out the garbage. I'll get to that in a minute. Where was I? Be filled with the Spirit. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. So here's what I want to say. The experience of what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's what the Bible calls it, is an experience. Being filled with the Spirit is an ongoing experience. In other words, every day. Sometimes we talk about an experience that we had 30, 40 years ago. We ought to talk about an experience that we had just this morning. This morning, God filled me with His Spirit. And that's important for us to understand that it's something that we initiate. So in your prayer life, just say, "Lord, here I am. It's morning. Fill me with your Spirit today because it all leaked out overnight." So then you're ready for the day. You can handle the day if you're filled with the Spirit. Was Jesus able to handle every day? Why? Because he was filled with the Spirit. That's how he got the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because he was filled up with the Spirit. Jesus didn't go anywhere without being filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, it says, "Be filled with the Spirit." And what that means is not a one-time experience, but be being filled. In other words, this is meant to be taken in the continual sense. Be filled with the Spirit. What's going to happen when we're filled with the Spirit? Can this happen during the week and not just on Sunday? Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence to Christ. Would that keep you busy during the day, doing all those things? Yeah, you wouldn't have time for anything else. Here's what our problem is. This is what I think. We collect a lot of things over the years of our life, and we never get rid of them, and we never make room for the Holy Spirit. So if you've got a whole bunch of junk in your life that's dragging you down, robbing you of your joy, well, we can come up here on Sunday and just say, oh, praise God, hallelujah. But inside, our heart is breaking and we're not happy. The truest sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit is joy. Joy. Why? You can see it. You don't just have to insist on it and talk about something that happened to you 30 years ago. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit and I'm filled with His joy. So I like that. I like that verse. And it's a good verse to remind yourself of. Just tell your soul, just like David would tell his soul to bless the Lord, tell your soul, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I'm going to make melody in my heart all day long. That's what I'm going to do. Something outside is not going to make you joyful. The Holy Spirit comes in, and you just start feeling like that, and then you tell yourself, be joyful. Start expressing the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you. Romans 1:29 talks about being filled, but this is what the ungodly are filled with. Look at that. All manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness, gossip, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Oh, man, what a list. I wonder if anybody has ever been all of those things in one person. Hopefully not. And you might have some negatives going on in your life. And Paul warned us that he said, you know what? We're not of the flesh. We've been born of the Spirit. So, but nevertheless, there are some things that take up space in our lives. So here's what I'm concerned about. It's what I call the container law, and that is two things can't fill the same space. Y'all know what? At the same time. There you go. All right, so here are some things that take up precious space in our lives, and hopefully not any of you have all of these things in your life. So let's list a few of them. Got them there? There you go. Anger, worry, jealousy, self-focus, depression, fear, low expectations. Oh, I just don't expect anything good to happen today. Nothing good ever happens to me. I never get a break. Holy Spirit just has to step aside and say, you know, when you're finished, if you want me inside, I can change your life. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Where was that list? I lost it. Oh, conflict, go on to some others. Unbelief, anxiety, hurt feelings, offense, stress, unforgiveness, bad attitude, greed. Now, you don't have to raise your hand. I don't mind raising my hand. I have been guilty of some of those. Yeah, just this past week. Yeah, it's not just, you know, now and then. Those things will creep in because a lot of things set you off during the day. True or false? Yeah. All right. You didn't go looking for it. It came knocking on your door. Maybe as you were driving down the street. Have you ever been irritated at other drivers? Okay. Well, see, to be irritated or angry is incongruent with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, He can come in there and just maybe be, you'll be that much full because you got all these other things. When the Holy Spirit says, why don't you get rid of those things? I'll fill you all the way to the top, so that your joy will be overflowing. Your peace will always be there. Be easy to love people because you never carry a grudge and you're never unforgiving. So, this is what I recommend. At the end of every day, let's see that next. There you go, there you go. At the end of the day, take out the garbage. Are you carrying any garbage in your soul? Okay. We all do that from time to time. The trouble with a lot of people is they never empty out. They just keep carrying it. Now, I'm not saying it's easy to do, but you can do it. Because when there are these unhealthy things in our life, when they stay there for a while, it becomes habitual. You can be a habitual gossip. You can be habitually negative. You can be a habitual worrier. Anybody? I know, it's not anybody in this church, it's another church. Yeah, it becomes a habit. And not that I'm an expert on the brain, but I did read a little bit about it that really impressed me. And what the research shows is that in the brain, there's actually like little grooves that your thoughts run into. And so what these grooves are is it's just kind of like drainage. The water all runs into the drain and runs off. So it finds a groove to run off. Your brain has a way of finding grooves to think with. So if you're negative, your brain, something will happen and you'll go into that negative groove and you can't do anything about it. You can say, I wish I weren't this. Have you ever said that? I wish I weren't this way. I've been this way a long time. It just seems like every time that happens, I just go negative. I go to worrying. I go to hurt feelings. I go to feeling offended. And it just ruins my whole day. So here's the hard part. The hard part is digging a new groove. Digging a new groove. What if I told you, what if I said, you want to dig a new groove? And you said, yes, I really would like to do that. Okay, well, here's a physical example. Go out in your backyard and dig a ditch in the ground all the way to the backyard fence. Make it about that deep. Would that be hard? Dot? Would that be hard? That would be hard, wouldn't it? You'd say, oh, man. I don't think, okay, I'll try. You go a couple of feet and then you quit. This is too hard. Okay. Well, that's kind of the way it is with learning something new or having your mind go into a different groove of praise, of joy, of love, of self-control, of faithfulness, so that naturally your thinking goes into that groove, what I call the Holy Spirit groove. But you got to create some new grooves in your brain to think that way. But it's not easy. I remember Joyce Meyer one time did a teaching on peace, and what she said this about it. She said, we all want peace. We think it's great. But every once in a while we have it, but not most of the time. She said, you will never get peace until you want it really bad. You've got to want it really bad. It's the same with being filled with the Holy Spirit. You have to want it really bad and just keep on repenting, keep on going back to God. God never gives up on you. Just keep going back to God. God, today I blew it. I'm taking some more stuff out to the garbage. Fill me with your Holy Spirit today. And I'm going to be expecting the manifestation of all of the fruit of the Spirit in my life today. This keeps reverting back to my first slide. Okay, so you saw the guy taking out the garbage. Well, that's you. So this is a battle we must win if we want to be free. How about it? Does that sound good? Freedom? From everything that drags you down, preoccupies, and distracts you from God. People tend to obsess over thoughts and experiences till it fills up their space with junk. What you dwell on attaches itself to your soul and becomes a habit. Doesn't that sound nasty? Doesn't sound very good. I don't want that. I want to get rid of all that. It begins with being honest with God. I want to get rid of that, Lord. So I've got a plan. I'm going to start taking it to the garbage. I'm going to kick it to the curb and just tell it, I'm kicking you to the curb. Worry, anxiety, fear, I'm kicking you to the curb. It works. It really works. We were going to do an outdoor concert at Rockwood many years ago. And you know, when you move everything outside, it's a lot of trouble. And this was also a concert type of thing, as well as hot dogs and things like that on the grounds. And I just thought of all the things that could go wrong that day. And I went, oh, man, I don't want to get all bent out of shape and start getting mad at people and stuff and irritated because things are not going the way they should. So you know what? Today, Lord, I've got a plan. Nothing is going to get my goat today. That's what I said. Lord, nothing is going to get my goat today. That's my commitment to you, Lord. So as the day went on, do you think everything went smoothly? No. No, but there was something different. There were a lot of problems to deal with, but I just kept reminding myself, nothing is going to get my goat today. And guess what? My goat didn't get got. That doesn't sound right. It's not gotten. Now, maybe a few days later, maybe that happened because I forgot to make that commitment, but that day, it didn't. That's right. I was kicking worry, anxiety, fretting, kicking it, irritation, kicked it all to the curb. So it makes a difference what you make up your mind to do. So here's what to do. Start this habit. Empty your garbage at the end of the day of everything that is anti-kingdom. Do you have an idea what some of those things might be? Anything that's anti-kingdom. Call it out. Throw it out. This might take a while. Then enjoy the space you have made for God, His wisdom, His joy, His purpose, and His blessings. When David was about 3 years old, our little boy, he would start off in bed in his own room. He would start off there, but in the middle of the night when we were too sleepy to take him back, he would come in and jump in bed with us and just get right in the middle of us. Well, one night, he did that, jumped right in the middle of us, and he started fidgeting around like this, and we were going, what is the matter with you? He said, it's too fat in here. Yeah. So you don't want that to happen to you. With all the space that these things take up in our lives, just go ahead and kick it to the curb. That's what we did with David. We just kicked him to the curb. So you have to empty out if you want to make room for something else. We should gladly empty out that which is garbage to our spirit, soul, and body. What did I say earlier? It's dragging you down. It's holding you back. It's robbing you of joy and peace today, keeping you from your potential. It's keeping you on a lower level. The trouble is, we're not self-emptying vessels. We have to intentionally do it. It'd be nice if there was sort of a disposal somewhere in us that, you know, have you ever flipped the switch for your disposal? Just, there you go, it's gone. Haven't found that switch yet. So you empty out with a prayer like this at the end of the day. Here we go. I don't know if I've got it up here. Lord, I don't sense the fullness of your spirit. I need to empty out everything that's taking up valuable space and is incongruent with your spirit and Christ-likeness. I'm going to name everyone, and I'm going to empty myself of everything that is taking up space. And I'm not going to pick it up in the middle of the day. I might be tempted to, but I'm making a commitment and I'm declaring this. I'm going to stay free and stay filled with the Holy Spirit. I repent, Lord, of all the junk that I seem to hoard. I give it up and cast it out. Tomorrow, I will be careful to stay free and to stay full of your Holy Spirit. When a negative thought or a bad habit tries to take up space, I will reject it and stay full of your Holy Spirit. That means I'll be happy all day long. Is that possible, to be happy all day long? How many of you have ever been happy all day long? Well, there you go. Isn't that a great feeling? Yeah. And then sometimes it doesn't happen. Something sets you off. Something ticks you off. Something rubs you the wrong way. Somebody hurts your feelings. Have you ever said this? That just ruins my day. Well, yeah, make that commitment. Don't say, Lord, I am not going to say that ruins my day. Nothing is going to ruin my day. I'm going to stay full of your Holy Spirit. That's how it works. I'm not just going to be empty. I got to be filled with something. Remember that Jesus told the story of the spirit that goes out of a man. He said he goes out and he comes back, finds it all swept and clean, and just comes right back in with seven more of his friends. No, you don't want seven more of these kinds of friends. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit to where there's no room for any of these negatives to get into your life. So let this be a red letter day. Today, I'm going to stop feeding my history. And I'm not going to declare, this is the way I am. I can't help it. I've been this way all my life. Can't say that. Not going to say it. That keeps me where I am. Keeps me on a level down here. Colossians 2:9 says, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells. Usually that's where we stop. But it goes on to say, and you have been filled. Filled with what? All the fullness of the deity. Wow. That's powerful, and especially if you'll speak it over your life. Lord, I understand. I just saw in Colossians that Jesus was filled with all the fullness of God, and I am filled in him. I've got to find a way to keep this from going back to all the way back to the beginning. So here's another thing to say. The Holy Spirit is filling me with the fruit of the Spirit. So I've got to make room for love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's what I'm going to be filled with. Filled so I can be fulfilled. Not so I can be a religious goody-goody and better than somebody else. No, so I can be the best that I can be. Fill me up with your gifts and your fruit, and I'll hang on to it all day long. That's what I'm going to do. So monitor what's on the inside of you. Do you know what's on the inside of you? Yeah, you do. I know you do too. Okay, so we know it. So somebody else doesn't have to tell you. Because sometimes it shows. We can't always see it. Sometimes it shows to other people what's on the inside of you. So you know what's there. If we could turn your soul inside out, we would all see. And it could be embarrassing. Okay, we don't want to admit it in front of everybody. Garbage smells, and you can't cover it with perfume and breath fresheners. So empty out the garbage. Take courage. We all have to do it. Even the pastor, the song leader, the piano player. Not Barbara. I've never seen her not sweet. So anyway, but we all have to do it. Yes, there's always something in there. Got to make room for the Spirit. So we've all got space. Let's all make good use of that space and be filled with the Holy Spirit. There we go. That's it. Thank you. Okay, well, let's have a prayer time here in the closing prayer. If you've got somebody on your prayer list or yourself, raise your hand. Just mention a name and say, hey, it's for healing or it's for protection or it's for reconciliation. We'll put them in there, and we'll also pray for the food. Carol, you're talking about this Carol right here. There she is. All right, we're going to pray for you, Carol. Becky, did you say? Pray for Becky for healing. Okay, others? David and Mandy, okay. Yes. All right. Thank you for that. Okay. Pray for your dad. He's in rehab, doing better, but still needs some prayer. Okay. Your family and traveling. You're traveling this weekend. All right. Pray for Paula. Benji. What? Unspoken. Okay. Okay. Let's pray for him. All right. Okay. Lizzie. All right. Let's put them in there. Okay. Okay, now, everybody here, just raise your hand up halfway. There you go. Well, that's you saying, also pray for me. Don't we all need it? Yeah. Okay. So it's sort of feel good. Hey, I'm getting included in this prayer. Okay, so Lord, we thank you for your blessing, for your favor. For who we have and who we are in Christ. Thank you, Lord. I just pray that would just settle on each one of us, first of all as a mentality, but then also, Lord, just in heaven, you delight in blessing your children. You're not withholding any good thing. So, Lord, what you're concerned about, what we're concerned about, is are we making space for you? And so we're going to do that, Lord. We're making a commitment to you and to each other that we're going to make space. And Lord, we're lifting up all of these prayer requests, and we're going to exercise our faith no matter how small or how big the request is, Lord. You move into that because we prayed and have a release of your power and your blessing, your favor, and your healing. And we're praying that, Lord, to happen for every one of us. Lifted up our hands, and also we're sending it to those on our prayer list and those that have been mentioned today, Lord. Bless them and heal them and raise them up and set them free. We pray it in Jesus' name. And Lord, also thank you for this food that we're going to enjoy and the fellowship that we enjoy around this food. We pray your blessing on all of it in Jesus' name. Amen.